Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of A Story Break. Welcome to another episode of...
I'm not going to edit that out.
You're committed.
Committed, baby.
You're committed.
Committed to the institution of this podcast. It's a writer's room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea or a theme park ride into an awesome movie. I'm your morning radio DJ, Freddie Wong, checking in the airwaves. Will and Chopper One, what do you got for me?
Avast ye mateys, tis I, Long Will Campos. I be a screenwriter by trade and a buccaneer by other means by which I sail the story seas, Shanghaiing many an IP.
I am Matt Arnold, and I'm a writer and director. You know what it is, Will? It's like you have such a flourish, and you go so long that I just feel like...
Maybe we should do the other order now.
I think next time Matt is going to go first, and I'll go second. Because Matt gets the prime spot.
Yeah, I was just going to do a pirate thing, and then I was like, okay, well, Will did a pirate thing. I can do a pirate thing, too. But then, like, it's just...
You want to start over? Do you want to do the pirate thing?
No, let's do it.
I'm Will Campos.
Oh.
I wasn't done with my thing.
Oh, you already did. Okay, let's get started.
I want to hear Matt's pirate
impression.
What are
we doing?
All right. I'll throw it to you. I'm Will Campos, and I'm a screenwriter.
I'm Matt Arnold, or as they say in pirate talk, Matt Arnold.
Okay, that's pretty good. Okay. All right.
You both had the same face of disappointment. Freddie groaned, and Will said that's pretty good. So
that's because I'm more
somewhere
honest.
In the middle.
That's a lukewarm intro. Well, this week, folks, we're going to be hitting up that story well, as many of our predecessors, our great story miners have done before us, theme park ride, Pirates of the Caribbean, which Johnny Depp's not going to be anymore because he sucks.
Yeah.
And so Disney
Johnny's
was like,
out.
Johnny sucks. We
and
can't
we're
use-
in.
And we're in.
We're in.
Disney called. They're like, Johnny sucks. We can't use the animatronic version of him. It's not good enough. It's close, but not good enough for a whole movie. We're like, yeah, we hear you. They're rebooting Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And it's on us, baby.
Well, according to the Variety article I read, it's on the Deadpool writers. But if they don't succeed, we're going to have this idea
ready to rock. They have us on deck. We're warming up here. We're swinging the bat a little
bit. When those Deadpool boys shit the bed, you come to the story break team.
Well, actually,
to continue shitting said bed.
Little known, kind of like a little insider tip here. Movie studios know what they're doing. Way in advance. So, like, I don't know what those Deadpool writers are. All I know is that we've been hired to write the 11th Pirates of the Caribbean. So, you know, it'll take a while to get there, but it's coming. They got Pirates of the Caribbean coming for many years.
Will, though, is coming in here with red-hot rumors from the Pirates fandom rumor mill about
so
what this movie might be.
Here be the whisperings I've heard round the tavern in Tortuga. Straight from the Queen's lips. I don't know. Whatever.
Sure, whatever.
All of my pirate metaphors turn weirdly sexual at the end. So the rumor is that it's going to be a lady pirate movie, mm-hmm. and it's going to be about Red, who is a new character in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
The
Pirates verse. They used to have this really. This is one of those. I've never been on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, so I'm not familiar
with
it at all.
What?
Wait, what?
Hey, guys! Newsflash: I don't like Disneyland.
What? But you've been to Disneyland, right?
I've been to Disneyland, but I wanted to die every second
what?
I was
why?
There.
Because you didn't go on Pirates of the Caribbean as well.
Because I didn't want to wait in a 9,000-hour line. Everything about Disneyland is bad and boring, but we're going to do another podcast on that.
This is what this podcast is about.
You guys, like, I went, and then I'm like, everyone knows this sucks, right? Like, that.
What?
Like, we're not five anymore. Like, why are, like,
what?
I went, like, I get if you go with a little kid, right?
You're,
like,
I'm losing my mind right now.
If you
Will.
Went with, like, a kid, right? Like, maybe it's like, I don't give a shit about Disney stuff, really, uh-huh. but it's like, if you go with a kid, like, and the kid's really excited, I could see that being a heartwarming experience as a parent. But, like, I went as, like, a man in my 20s. With just other people in their 20s to Disneyland. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing
when
here?
When we have our kid,
holy
when
shit.
We have our kid and it's time to go to Disneyland, I'm going to give my kid to somebody else to take care of so me and Ashley can go to Disneyland without a kid. Because the best way to go to Disneyland is as
holy
adults.
Anyway, I have not done the Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Okay, first of all, that's like, this is insane. You're like, Disneyland sucks. I hated it. Hey, have you done like the one ride at Disneyland that's perhaps most all right, iconic and well-known?
I didn't even do that.
What did you do there?
All right, you went
with a bad group. You guys just did Space Mountain three times, had some Dole Whip, and left. You went with a bad group.
I was there for, I swear to God, more hours than there are
then
in a
how
day.
How the fuck we did you not do
from
Pirates?
Dome to dusk.
I want to know what you went on. Did you go on the Haunted Mansion?
Went on Haunted Mansion.
Okay, what do you think of that?
It was all right.
Okay.
Went on the what was Tower of Terror at the time.
Okay.
Which was all right.
Okay.
I went on Space Mountain twice, which was all
right. Okay, that's your problem right there. You went with the fucking group of people with Space Mountain twice.
Don't explain Disneyland to me. I'd like.
Is that the guy who has not done Pirates?
I'm sorry. I thought Disneyland was such a magical place that I couldn't fuck it up by going.
No, and because you probably stayed in line twice for fucking Space Mountain.
No,
didn't
we
you?
Did the Fast Pass.
No,
thing.
Will just made the amateur mistake. He left his childhood back at his house.
Oh, that's what it was.
That must be a sense of wonder.
He
replaced it with the.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do this strange fictional world that Will's never.
This was just all this was. I didn't want to start the episode with this weird negative energy going in. All this was to say that I have not been on Pirates of the Caribbean, so I don't know the ride. So getting back to the episode at hand.
Holy shit.
I was shocked to learn that for a long time there was just a sex trafficking scene in the middle of this ride where they're like auctioning wenches and stuff like that.
So they've changed it a few times. So there used to be. I'm sure I'll get some of this wrong, but there definitely used to be a scene where a man or multiple men were chasing their wives with like mallets and like hammers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed that to be the women chasing their husbands with a rolling pin, which then just was its own kind of form of like nagging wife sexism. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of changed to like there's a man chasing a woman and a woman chasing a man, and they're both like.
The best
friendly.
Part, and the best part about that is like very clear. They're like, look, we got this fucking circular track. All right. You got any better. The Imagineers are sitting there. Back. You got any better fucking ideas of how to do this NASCAR
is
track.
Is a man
we built.
Chasing a man? What do we do?
But then I got every combination. It's animals. It's a man. But it's got to go in the circle and it only goes clockwise or counterclockwise. They can change up. Okay.
But what was perplexing is while they're changing all that, they took a long time to realize the biggest problem was this
scene where women are being sold into slavery.
It's like prostitutes. Slavery ring. So now they changed that to this woman, Red, selling chickens. And what I was gonna say,
well, it's like an auction. It's like an auction scene where like the pirates are forcing all the townsfolk to sell their goods and livestock,
which
and
is
stuff.
Still economic slavery. Which in some ways you could argue is worse than.
Pirates are bad people.
So the liberals are gonna ruin it so hard that soon it's just gonna be like a vegan guy selling
coffee. He's gonna sit there and he's gonna compliment you and then sell you his fair trade coffee from organic.
What I was gonna say is that it's always weird in the first place to do this like pirates ride, but there is I'm always a little wary. It's good, you know, I get why they change stuff, but it's always wary where like now you go there and it's like. Is it better that it feels like now it's like they're portraying the world of pirates as this like fun thing? Now I feel like when I go on the ride with my kid, I'm going to have to lean over and be like, so pirates actually did murder and rape people. Thievery is really wrong. This is not fun. I'm going to have to explain that actually pirates were horrible things and this is not a lifestyle to endorse and support.
So Will, since you have not done the ride, let me at least lend you some of my experience, at least as a kid, the subjective experience as a kid, back when it was still problematic pirates, which I gotta say is this, which was as a kid, I remember. So it starts off in like a bayou and it goes and it's like very calm and it's very serene. You go down a little bit of a slide and it gets you into the world of pirates right away.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a kid being a little scared. It was a little bit of a scary ride.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, there's cannons firing. You're going into like the Battle of Tortuga. Like there's the place is on fire. It is chaos. It's being ransacked and attacked by pirates. And I remember being like a little bit counter, like, oh, looking to the left, looking to the right. Like there's stuff going on. There's skeletons. And it was a little bit of a scary ride, which I do think it's lost.
Yeah.
So this is why, because I'm right there with you. Because what I was going to say is I haven't been on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. I did just read Treasure Island for the first time this year and loved it. It's an incredible book. But what I love about Treasure Island, which is again like the iconic pirate thing, the pirates are the bad guys.
Yes.
Like the pirates are fun, but they are, again, it's like you, to me, it's like, yeah, like you have like, there are so many great characters that you develop a fascination with as kids that are the bad guy characters. Like kids love Jason Voorhees. Kids love the Terminator. Like kids love, you know, like the
kids
like,
love
Pennywise, you know,
kids
Freddy,
love Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, yes, kids were fascinated by Freddy Krueger.
And I know that one firsthand thanks to my name.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Oh,
nonstop.
It was until Freddy got fingered. It was Freddy Krueger.
No.
Then Tom Green had to come out with his movie, and that was Freddy got fingered. I'm like, great.
But so to me, like, what I loved about Treasure Island was, like, Long John Silver is this, like, dangerous character. He's fun and charming, but he'll slit your throat at any second.
Yeah.
So to me, what I would suggest is, like, okay, because I like the idea of doing a badass lady pirate. I think that's a fun way to reboot and spin things around. I feel like let's make her like a Hans Gruber, like make her like the villain of the piece, you know, not in a
let's
low key
a
way.
Danger.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the pirates should be bad guys.
No, I agree. I feel like modern day, like, the love of pirates is like this whole like anarchy and it's like, ooh, down with the man. But it's like, I don't know. Praising modern day, praising pirates is kind of like praising like communism. It's like, yo, everybody dies. Like, pirates, yeah, they were against the man by killing everybody. Like, it was not a good, it's this weird like romanticization of really horrible shit.
Well,
pirates were
the same level
really
of like,
horrible people.
It's like bank robbers or outlaws.
Yeah, a little,
like,
but,
it's,
but,
you know, there's a,
but bank robbers don't directly, like, pirates specifically kill, like, part of their job was just to kill people. Like, they kill people as part of their profession.
No, it is interesting to say that there isn't, like, the same level of romanticization around, like, cowboys and sort of that era. In the same way, there's a little bit, right? It's like, hence Red Dead Redemption making more money than everything.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a certain charm in even cowboys of, like, the gentleman still tips his hat to a lady, right? Like, they're still, like, you know, they're collecting their debts, but they're, you know, there's a certain...
Depending on which cowboy movie you're watching.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, like, pirates, like, the MO, that pre-Disneyfication, the MO was rape and pillage and like take stuff that's not yours. Because even bank robbers was stealing from the government. You know what I mean? Like, it was like the bank robbers were like, yeah, but the government will refund you. It's like it was the common man's Robin Hood kind of thing. Interesting.
All right. We should start the clock.
Boom. Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't think we need to do a Will explains this to people who haven't heard of Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean,
Says he hasn't ridden the ride.
Rootin' tootin' swashbuckin' pirate movie. With supernatural elements, right? Like, it's like
a little bit
sea
of
mythology and stuff like that, and sea monsters and whatnot. So it feels like your basic elements are you've got a pirate, you've got, and then this was the other thing that I'm like, I feel like you need at the core of a pirate movie is that it's like, again, the same way that I don't think you can do a pirate movie that's just Jack Sparrow, you can't do Treasure Island that's just Long John Silver. Like, you need you need the innocent, you need the boy or the girl. Pirates of the Caribbean ultimately is a two-hander between Johnny Depp and Will Turner, Orlando Bloom's character, who's like the blacksmith. Like, he's the one, he's actually the protagonist of that film, and the film is much the better for it because it allows for a contrast.
Oh, really quick, you know what's fascinating, because I mean, you haven't been on the ride, but so the ride starts with all this creepy stuff like dead pirates and like the bones, and then it goes through the whole wonderful world of pirates, and now it literally ends with Johnny Depp sitting on a pile of gold. Be like, woo, I got gold, and then you go, right? The very first version of the ride, which they never actually opened with, ended. It started all this gold and ended with dead pirates.
Yeah. It was originally a morality tale.
And, like, that's what it should be. And that's the thing is, like, when you get rid of the problematic aspects, it's not about getting rid of problematic aspects because you should be dealing with the fact that these are horrible people. But then the morality story, Treasure Island works because it is, of course, same thing with Wolf of Wall Street and any of these things. The evil life has to be
alluring.
It has to be alluring. It has to seduce you. It has to be exciting.
Hey, if doing fucking cocaine and fucking killing and all that shit wasn't cool as shit, then there wouldn't be people doing it all the time.
So it's always the Treasure Island works because
it's
this
alluring.
Kid, yes, this kid is innocent, gets caught up in this world, thinks like something of pirates, and then learns in the end, like, these are just sad bad guys. So yes, I always thought that's fascinating.
You have your ending where like the romantic outlaw, again, Long John Silver gets away at the end of Pirates, at the end of Treasure Island. You can have your Point Break ending. Where
exactly.
The bad guy rides the huge wave into the.
And it's up to you. You decide, is that the life you're going to live, or are you going to be, you know, a good person? Or are you going to ride that big wave?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just say ahead, too, like just like slight disclaimer, because I feel kind of like one of the things I've always wanted to read more about is the Caribbean, and it's like such a rich, diverse, interesting culture and history that I feel like is weirdly that Americans don't know a lot about since it's so close to us. So. Mm-hmm. It's too bad. I feel like we're not going to handle, like, we're not going to, the perfect role, the reboot of Pirates of the Caribbean would deal better with, like, the, like, history of the Caribbean.
Oh, the colonialism.
Yeah, like, actually deal with the history of the Caribbean. Same way, if you're going to do a movie about the West, you should know about, like, what actually happened in the West. I feel like Pirates of the Caribbean, like, it takes place in the Caribbean because it's in the name, but there's nothing Caribbean about that movie. Lady Pirates. So there are a couple very famous ones.
There's Anne Bonny, right?
Yes, Anne Bonny. And then there's Mary Read and kind of Grace O'Malley are kind of like the three ones that
your
I
triumvirate,
kind of know.
If you will.
Yes.
So I like the idea. I like the idea of, as depicted in the ride, to go back to the source material, Red with two D's is assisting the auctioneer with the goods auction, right? So her being part of that trade and then running into, right, like, let's go back to human trafficking again, and she's picking up her slave crew or something like that.
Well, I was going to say it's a good lowly, ignoring her in slavery for a second. I think it's actually, I thought it was like a, not a bad starting point that she's not a pirate. She's just like she's just a poor person living in this town who's selling hens. Like, that's
Red? No. To me, that'd Red like is Jack Sparrow. Like, okay. To me, like, that's, she's that heat in the movie. She's the pirate. She's Long John Silver.
I see. We can talk
about the protagonist in a second, because I do think, like, if I were to reboot Pirates, I would get back to it being a straightforward adventure movie.
Yeah.
And to me, like, again, like, when I thought of the auction scene, I was like, oh, you would do, again, I like this idea that, you know, the pirates come to town, they steal everyone's shit, and they're holding this big auction or whatever, and, like, all the pirates are, you know, bidding and fighting over all the loot or whatever.
Isn't that, though, a representation of free market economy?
Because there really are just
redistribution of wealth. And free market economics.
But then what I was going to say is you could have your main character, like I would do a girl, is like, there's some family heirloom or some that is the secret MacGuffin that's going to unlock the crazy adventure that winds up on the auction block, and then some pirate sees it and realizes, like, oh, this is the magic compass that's going to lead to the buried treasure or whatever.
Okay, so you're saying, because, yeah, I think the one thing we should definitely touch on is the one element of Red that we know, which is you're going to have a scene where she's selling chickens.
She's not selling the chickens at the auction. There is an auction where they're selling stuff, including chickens, and then she has the lines like, forget the chickens, it's the rum they want. She's not like a chicken seller.
Oh, okay. So she's saying, forget the chicken, it's the rum they want.
I was the one who hadn't been
I'm pretty sure there's a sign that says, like, the hen, because they do some sort of pun with the hen auction or whatever.
Let's go to the boards.
No, but I like the idea. It reminds me of there's a S.H.I.E.L.D. episode where a guy in the neighborhood steals everybody's stuff and then does a yard sale and makes everybody buy their own stuff back. and he's really tough. And, like, you know, he's kind of this thug or whatever. And he just sells the stuff back to them, and the police come and he's like, no, this is all my stuff. But yeah, you could do that. Like,
that's actually kind of a great idea. No, steal everything, and it's essentially a ransom to get your shit back.
Yeah, you can get your shit back, because, like, they don't care about the chickens or the rum or stuff. Like, they got the gold, and then they're selling you back all the useless stuff.
It does make
you
wonder why they didn't just steal that money in the first place, as they're pirates.
Well, people hide their money and stuff like that.
Town's holding out on them,
that's
right?
True.
The town is supposed to give them, like, a cut, right? Yeah. Like, his protection money, right? And then the town is like, doesn't give them the protection money. It's like, oh, we'll fucking shake that money out of you. We're going to have an auction, you know? And, like, it's like, they're all your stuff at the auction or whatever.
Yeah. And for some people, like, the, you know, chickens and stuff are all, like, your livelihood. You need that shit to live. So it's kind of like a fun, you know, she's a little bit more creative than your average pirate.
Yeah.
You know, you even have that scene where, like, the guards come and they're like, what are you doing? They're like, we're not pirates, we're auctioneers. Like,
yeah,
you
we're
know,
a bunch of auctioneers.
Those are my chickens. There's no proof these are his chickens. We brought these
chickens
from...
We're using the invisible hand of the economy to determine the value of these goods.
Okay, so I like something like that. I like the idea of this auction as your kind of catalyst for the movie.
I guess she wants treasure.
What they do really well in Pirates of the Caribbean is Jack Sparrow is this down on his luck pirate, right? Like, that he wants his ship back.
Yeah, his ship back.
And he's, you know, like, again, like that iconic opening shot of him on the top of the sail, and we realize he's on this tiny little boat that's literally sinking into the dock is, like, so cool.
Because you could just repeat that, but it's not as good. Do you want her to be a down on her luck pirate, or do you want her to be...
Well, like, let's see. Like, in Treasure Island, it's they've got the what is it in Treasure Island?
The family gets the black mark, right?
Okay, so in Treasure Island, it's this old drunk pirate shows up, and he's all scary and weird, and he just invades their bar, essentially, and they're too scared to kick him out.
Yeah.
And then his friends come and kill him, and then while this is going on, the kid discovers there's a map to treasure, and he absconds with the map. And then he and, like, some, like, actual sailors are going to put a crew together to go find this treasure. Like, it's an expedition to go do it. And then Long John Silver is the cook on this expedition, and they don't realize he's a pirate at the time, but he basically helps them put their crew together, and sure enough, the whole crew turns out to be pirates, and then they betray them the second they get to the island because they're going to take the treasure.
And does he want the treasure?
So that's why that fast food place called Long John Silver's, because he was the cook.
Yes.
Now, does the kid want the treasure for any, like... He just wants the treasure, or is there some, like, person?
The bar that they were, the inn that they ran, is like, he has no money. Like, their inn is basically failing. The father is dead. He wants to take care of his family, but he also wants to go on an adventure.
Yeah, okay. The allure of treasure for, yes, to fix your life or whatever.
So, okay, so you have a couple different ways you can slice this, right? So, yes, you could do the arc is, like, you've got this badass lady pirate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the more classic, rather than just doing Pirates of the Caribbean over and over again, where it's like, you know, Orlando Bloom, like, hates pirates, right? Like, that's kind of the vibe in that.
Yeah.
You could do that this girl in town who's your actual main character, right? Like, the innocent who's going to join the crew or whatever. She could idolize this badass lady pirate or, you know, go along on this adventure thinking it's going to be great and then realizing that she realizes that pirates suck or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like a kind of, you could do that kind of arc with it.
I mean, I told you, okay, here's one, which is, okay, I'm going to try to remember this because it's weird. And this was, I was reading a lot about the 1840s. I'm reading a lot about the War of 1812 and the Battle of New Orleans and stuff like that, because I mostly wanted just to double check that Andrew Jackson wasn't very cool, which he wasn't, and was not that responsible for winning that war. But one thing that was interesting... Okay, I think I pitched this because I was
you
like...
You haven't done Pirates in America yet. Is that where you're going
with
this?
Yes. Okay. So this is a very specific, and I might get some of the details wrong, but it's a weird idea. Okay. So there'd be a lot of people that would travel, and they would kind of, you know, live in these very uninhabited areas, more or less still, like, because they weren't that great to live in, like the swamps of Florida and stuff like that. And it would be mostly men. So you have these cities all these men. So then the British, they would be like, what lady wants to come to America and be a wife? Because these towns need women, essentially. And, like, it was like, you know, you do it because you get paid, and it was like, oh, it's a new world and stuff like that. Those ships would get raided all the time by pirates. Like, these ships just full of women that were coming there to fill up their towns. And then sometimes you could even... So I was thinking... I always had this idea where you do this thing where it's like you have like a rich person in Britain who just wants to get out of there and wants to avoid getting married. So then switches with a pauper to go to America, not realizing that she's literally been sent there to get married to a peasant. like she doesn't want to get married to this prince. So then she takes the spot of her servant who's going to America and goes with her. And it's like, oh shit, I've been sent to America to get married. This is just as bad. Which I thought would be a fun romantic comedy, like a historical romantic comedy. My wife liked the idea. But anyways, I also thought it'd be funny if you had this pirate who took this ship of women and were like, fuck this, let's go raid the town. Like, do you wanna continue this journey and get married off, or do you wanna join, you know, me, this, you know, Louisiana pirate where we can run this entire place or whatever? So you
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yes, all right, I'm on board.
Okay.
Because yes, your main character is this and again it's a story, it's a little bit about privilege, it's a little bit about class, but it's like, so yes, this girl wanting to run away from a life trapped in a loveless marriage to this snooty English aristocrat swaps places with her maid, who then winds up on this boat essentially, and she's like, fuck, I'm gonna get married to like some guy in the swamp of Florida, or like
Florida
in the new
man.
World the, in the new world
yeah.
And she's like, I don't want that at all, that's what I was doing. But then yes, you would do Red.
Yes.
Basically, she's heard about this score, like a ship full of priceless treasure coming to the Americas. And so
the most valuable thing to America in that moment, right?
Yeah. And so then she pulls a job to fucking raid this ship. Yeah. She's like, this is going to be the score that gets me back on top. And then she's like, what the shit? Like, this is just a bunch of ladies. Well, what am I going to do? And then so then you do for Red, it's like, is she going to just like. Like maybe this is like she's you gals are my new crew or something.
Yeah,
like
that. Well, what I thought was, now I realize, like, yeah, this was actually this was actually a pretty funny movie idea, because I also thought what would be a good third heat to that is a very like His Girl Friday, is you do. She switches with like a servant or somebody who looks like her, and the people back home eventually realize that the person who's marrying the prince is not her. So now you have like the Prince of Wales or whatever wants to get his wife back. So now you have the armada coming to be like, where did my wife go? And she's become a pirate. Like, she's become this like woman pirate who's running the New Orleans or whatever.
She was on the ship bound to Florida. I will slay every Florida inhabitant for my wife.
All right, in that case, I would do. I'm going to let go of my baby. I'm going to let, like Indiana Jones reaching for the grail, going to let it go. I think Red is your main character.
Yeah, now this is definitely, now, I mean, if you're going to do that, if she's running a woman's like pirate crew, like,
because essentially what I would do
now.
is your adventure is, yeah, so she switches places, and again, she's like, you know, she switches places with her maid, and then winds up on this ship to America.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it would be this shitty pirate. takes over the boat, right? And it's like this, now it's like this tension of like, because these pirates took over this boat and they didn't find any treasure. They just found a bunch of women. And it's like, what the fuck are we going to do? And it's like, this is a powder keg waiting to go off, right? Because it's like, you have these salty pirates who are like half the crew, you know, just wants to have their way with them. You have their captain is barely holding them in line because he sees a profit in this, right? Yeah. This feels like it's like...
Hey, wait, bear with me. Sorry. I don't think you need to let go of your baby, because also like, I don't want the British woman to come and be the main pirate.
Okay.
Have Red be, she switches places, and then she, again, she switches places and she's stuck in the same place. She gets, her boat gets caught by Red. Red becomes her mentor and she joins the pirates. And then you would do when the husband comes, is like, you'd be a little bit both sides, like, pirates suck, and so do the British Armada, and this guy wants to be married, because then you could have this ending where all she wanted to do was have her own life and start her own fucking job and do her own career, and she always wanted to be a merchant and run her own, like, port and stuff like that, and then the ending would be, like, you know, you'd have, like, Red, like, going off in the distance, and it'd be like, I'll see you sometime. She's like, you ever attack, and, you know, your main character, Barb, is like, if you ever attack one of my ships, I'll come for you, Red, you know, and then he's like, she owns her, you know, she runs
a merchant trading company.
Yeah, she has, like, merchant trading company or whatever, like, she lets go, she doesn't need nobody.
All right. Okay, I like this. Okay, and then
Reds are cool.
You definitely
mentor.
Do that. She and Red are hot for each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's. Okay. So you've got this girl. She's running away from getting married. She switches places with her maid.
Yes.
She winds up on this boat, right,
yes,
to America.
Yes.
And or to the Caribbean or to some colony.
She realizes there's essentially the lesson is like she realizes there's no escape for this domestic life she's been told she has to have. She's literally traveling across the world, and it's like you're still gonna get married in Florida to somebody, and she's there's no escape. And Red comes like, oh, there's an escape, be a fucking pirate with me. And then she starts this life. Now you need like, what are they trying to
do? Hear me out. What if for Red you don't do... Red is like Long John Silver. She's infiltrated the ship.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
She was, like, about to hang in Europe, right? Like, she had been dragged out. Like, she got double-crossed by her crew, and she was about to get killed. And so she's hoodwinked her way onto this ship as well, because this is the most low-key way to get back to the Americas.
She switched places with somebody, too, and Barb's like, oh, yeah, the person I switched places with is marrying a prince. How about the person you switched places with?
Like,
they got hung.
Yeah, they got killed.
They're dead.
Okay, but this is at least a catalyst.
Fun thing would actually, rather than her just being cool, should be Red takes the ship. Red's a pirate. She takes the ship. She's like, all right, a woman auction. Like,
oh, she's going to sell them off.
Yeah, she would have no problem doing it. She takes the ship.
Goods are good, baby.
Yeah, goods are good. She just goes right back to the ship in Florida. She's like, hey, you want your wives? You got to buy them from me, the pirate.
The price just went double.
And she's like, are you kidding? And she's like, you know, Barb's
that's
furious.
Good. That's good. That's good. Okay, yes. This is very good. Red takes them hostage.
Yeah.
To then sell them to the colony
yes.
that they were going to be married to, essentially, yes. right? And then so now you've got this, whatever is this colony and you know, or something like that. They're like, what the fuck?
Well, here's what I would do, because the reason there were so many pirates in, like, the Florida, Texas, like, the Gulf area, is there was, like, again, totally going to get some of these details wrong, but imagine this. There was... If you could own like the points that allowed the entrance into the Gulf of Mexico, you essentially owned that entire. You owned all the trading in Florida and Texas. So pirates would own those points. So like you could do that. Red's ambitious. Red wants to own. She wants to control all of trade that comes in and out. She wants to be the essentially the queen of this entire, you know, Florida Texas area.
I'm tired of filling up my boat with treasure. Why not just take a little bit of treasure from every boat that comes through here?
Because you would do that. What she's doing, she's raising money for an army or whatever to attack like the Spanish fort or whatever, and then you would do in the end like again what Barb is like the real freedom she believes in freedom for everybody. She would ultimately be like, I don't care if it's the British Navy or you pirates or whatever, I think anybody who has a boat and can fish should be able to like fish and trade in the lands in the waters as fair as possible or whatever. I don't like any of you or something like that.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not as exciting as like a treasure.
Well, I don't know about treasure, but I'm like, is there like a sea monster? Are there zombies? Like, is there like a dinosaur? Ooh, what about dinosaurs?
Ooh, dinosaurs.
They go to Dinosaur Island. Pirates versus dinosaurs.
We're going to open. Yeah, we're going to open up a park here. We're going to call
Isla Nubar.
Isla Nubar.
Nubar.
Okay. There's dinosaurs in Florida.
So you've got this girl who's running away from home who winds up on the boat to America.
Yes.
And then realizes that she's going to be married to like a Puritan farmer or something like that.
Yeah.
And now... But everyone else on the boat already knows that that's the deal. Like, that's what they signed up for. So it's not like it's a whole... I mean, like, you could do that. It's like it's a whole boat of women that got press ganged or abducted or something like that. I just, because my only worry then is that I'm like, because it's not like the rest of the ship doesn't want to become like Red's crew or something.
No,
like
that's
that.
Why I thought it was fun that Red like just takes them and is going to sell them anyways. But that's how she meets Red. Okay, let's hold on that for a second. Let's discuss, look, dinosaurs or whatever. Let's figure out what this, because we are going to need Red to want to do something. And whatever she wants to do, whatever she wants to go find, should be something a little bit fantastical.
Yes.
And I'll help it make it pulpy. And we can figure out why Barb has the secret or knows something that, you know. Again, you could do that. Barb, again, it's simple. If, like, for example, if it was pirates, you do Barb, who has this, like, you know, privileged, quiet life in Britain, you know, getting ready to be married. She spends most of her time, like, she's read books. She got into archaeology. She knows all about stone. She always thought dinosaurs were fascinating or whatever. And they're talking. It's like, oh, you're really learned. Like, again, it's like Red is not an educated person. She's been a pirate her whole life. She would realize that this girl, she's not just like the normal, you know, woman, you know, poor person who came over to get married. She's this like educated rich girl. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, you could be helpful to me or whatever. And then, you know, she's, you know, if it was a dinosaur movie, it would be that for some reason Barb knows about stones or knows about archaeology. And she's like, you're coming with me to Dinosaur Island.
Is there like, like Poseidon's trident or something like that?
Okay, you're going to hate this. Literally used in one of the last Pirate
No!
movies.
Are you fucking
literally,
kidding?
Literally used. Poseidon's trident would allow Jack Sparrow to clear a curse.
Okay.
Literally, I'm looking at the wiki right now. Poseidon is a trident.
She's going to find the body of Aquaman.
You're gonna do like a narwhal's tusk. I don't know that, but that's not like they have narwhals. That's not that magical. Could
mermaid
you do,
fins?
No, they did mermaids. I know there's mermaids.
There's mermaids. They've already done mermaids.
God damn.
Could it be a time travel thing?
Crystal skull.
The crystal skull.
Maybe there's is there like no? They already did a fucking whirlpool like right in the third one.
They did a big whirlpool in the third one. Could you do?
Just looking for a pirate MacGuffin. Thing, object?
Yeah, just something.
It's a sword that can kill anyone.
Because, yeah, why would you
it's
want
a lightsaber.
Dinosaurs?
It's a lightsaber. It's a sword that can cut anything. It's an unstoppable
yeah,
sword.
Yeah, even if it was dinosaurs, it would be like they go to this island where there's supposed to be this treasure, and then there's just dinosaurs on the island that they have to deal with.
And the treasure was the friendship all along.
It is a, what would a pirate need? Like, what would be?
I got it. I think they've never done in the movies and would be badass as hell and we'd sell a lot of toys. The first ever semi-automatic cannon. Because it's like, oh, you need three people to man the cannon. You got loaded all the time. What if the cannon was like a fucking dope gun that could just shoot forever? It's like a paintball gun. You have the hopper, and just like this gun just keeps shooting. It's rad as hell. We're unstoppable. It's a machine gun cannon.
Well, I don't know. Here's my bet. Not
checking the U.S. Patent Office right now. See if anybody's gotten on this one.
How about this? I can't believe nobody's done this. How about an artifact from Midas?
Oh, that turns everything into gold. Yeah, yeah.
And
it's going to be used as a weapon, too.
Because
they find El Dorado. And, oh, yeah, because you do. El Dorado is a city of gold because they found this fucking thing. And then a horrible tragedy happened and froze the entire city and turned it to gold.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could do something that is like at the bottom of the ocean because the last person at the Midas Touch Realizer is too dangerous and they couldn't touch anything, so they dropped it. And it's heavy. Because then you get that cool scene where they go underwater or whatever, and then like all the sand and all the coral is turning to gold as they're swimming, and like we must be getting close or whatever, and everything's turned to
really
gold.
Fucking cool.
And there's some like cool imagery there.
Yeah.
They find out that so then that's easy because you do that. She's a classic, like she's fucking
Greek mythology.
Greek mythology and all that shit. She's just read that stuff.
The glove of Midas.
Yes.
Right? Like it was a glove that he wore. Or like the ring of Midas or something like that. That everything he touched to turn.
Oh, it should be the ring of Midas because then you do it symbolically
like
to her
ring.
Wedding ring.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Okay.
All right.
I still think a semi-automatic cannon would be pretty cool.
Semi-automatic. Maybe they get one of those on the way.
Just saying.
And the way she kills her husband, she should turn her husband to gold. She goes, "Fine, I'll marry you." You know, but I want a proposal. And then he goes, okay. And then he bends down. She swapped out the rings. And then he picks up the ring to propose to her. And as he's proposing, he turns into gold. And she's like, sucker.
Is it if you touch the ring, you turn into gold?
Or do you have the power? I don't know. Let's see. Okay.
Okay.
Jake, let's shake on it. And then she turns him into gold. It's like, nice. I'm selling
having
my...
a bad guy turn into gold is pretty cool as a final
So
thing.
Red is trying to find the ring of Midas.
Yes.
I think that's cool. That's a good pirate. That's like a good...
That is a good piratey thing.
Yeah, they're like all the pirates...
A distant second piratey thing.
What's the distant?
To an automatic cannon.
Okay. How about Barb is a gunsmith, and then Barb's like, you can join my crew because you developed this automatic cannon.
Now I'm paying attention, baby.
All right, cool.
You'd be unstoppable on the seven seas.
Red was, okay, so then, okay, all right, well, let's start with this. Does Red take over their ship?
I would do this. Here would be my thought. You would do Red takes over the ship, and she, again, do Barb as this, like, classic, like, privilege. She thinks she can talk her way through anything. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about, babe. Like, you're getting sold. Like, you were going there to get married, and now you're definitely going to get married. The only difference is I'm going to make some money off of you. And she's trying to talk her way out. And she's like, don't sell me. Like, come on, you don't know who I am or whatever. Like, you could hold me for ransom or whatever. And it's like, please, if you were a princess, you wouldn't be here on all this stuff. She like hears that the pirates are searching for his treasure, and you do that. Barb, you know, lets loose like, oh, I know like some stuff about Greek mythology or whatever. She's she's this caged woman
who
wants
text.
Adventure and doesn't want to be tied down to anybody. And that's why she loved the stories of Greek mythology and all this stuff. She likes adventure, and you know, it's the classic. She was fencing when her dad wanted her to learn to, you know, whatever, be a gentlewoman, and she tries to escape, and like now she's gonna get a taste of adventure as well, and that's exciting.
I got it. Okay. Here's what you do. So she's this. Yes, she is a big old nerd for classical mythology, whatever. Mm-hmm. You do. Red got marooned, or her boat is literally just sinking in the middle of the ocean, mm-hmm. right? Like she and her crew got fucking ambushed by the Brits and just got their boats blown to hell, and they're screwed. Mm-hmm. Or they're in a little dinghy, like a lifeboat, mm-hmm. right? And they're in the middle of the ocean, and they're like, fuck, like, you know, and whoever fucking blew it was another pirate that killed him, or a corrupt East India Tea Company guy mm-hmm. who is also searching for the thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they followed a map to this coordinate, and they fucked it up, and they got ambushed or whatever. Mm-hmm. They see this boat come along, and they wave to them for help, and then they commandeer the boat, right? And then they're like, all right, sweet, we can use this boat to get where we want to go. All right, first thing we're going to do is sell these women at auction.
We got to dump this cargo.
They're either going to make them walk the plank, or they're going to sell them off or whatever, and then we're going to go back on the hunt. Your main character sees them looking at their map that they're trying to make heads and tails of about how to get to King Midas, right? And she mm-hmm. recognizes the myth. She's done all the learning. She's like, I know how to read this map.
Yeah, it's like,
and then it's like, tell
Greek.
Me. And
it's
she's
in
like,
Greek or something.
Yeah, and then she's like, tell me where to go. And she's like, I'm not doing that unless you promise to let these women go. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll let them go after we get the treasure. And so then it's like, congratulations, ladies, you're my crew. And now we're sailing for the treasure of King Midas. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
And
all
here,
right.
Here, yeah, here yeah, are your baggage. Yeah, yeah. For the other thing you could do, sorry, just to throw Andrew Jackson into this. So after Andrew Jackson, because I think I like the British who are going to come to try to find her, right? You have her old husband is coming to realize, like, she ran away, so they're going to go find her. And now and they think, oh my gosh, you got caught with pirates, you got to save her. And little does he realize she's happy, she left him to go join pirates, right?
She didn't leave to go join the
pirates.
But
now she's joined the pirates.
Yes.
Andrew Jackson, after the War of 1812, he like evoked martial law and stayed in New Orleans way too long. Like, and then, you know, they tried. But you could do the reason he stayed extra long is because he heard about Midas's ring. So he needed the Navy from the War of 1812. So you could also have I like the idea of the American Navy also being part of this, because he's like, for the glory of America, manifest destiny. If I can, not only am I going to be a mighty hero who beat the British, if I can get this thing that turns anything into gold,
yeah.
I'll be the next president,
yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So have this like super ambitious
Trumpian figure.
Yes,
yeah.
This Andrew Jackson guy who's like the reason he stayed in New Orleans for so long is because he knew the Ring of Midas was just off the coast of New Orleans or whatever.
Oh yeah, because yeah, and though he found a clue that was like it's around here.
Well,
somewhere.
A lot of pirates helped during the Battle of New Orleans, so you do. He overheard all this stuff,
oh.
So you do Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson creates a crew of pirates to go help him find the Midas, the Ring of Midas.
Okay. All right, so.
I'm going to make Andrew Jackson bad guy if it's the last thing I do.
Oh, well, then I like that the husband overhears what's going on.
Yes.
Or maybe it's the new husband overhears what's going on in America, mm-hmm. and he's like a cavalryman with Andrew. But wait, was that when they were bringing women over to America during the 1800s?
Yeah, like, yes. It was, again, they weren't like slaves. It would be like, hey, women, if you're not liking your life, like, come to a new America. Like,
okay.
There you'll find there's towns full of men and riches
okay.
to be had.
All right, okay, okay, all right.
They'd get there and they'd be
Let
some
me see
shitty
how much time
town.
We have, Freddie.
We are sitting at like 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. All right. So we have all the recipe here for another swashbuckling, steamy romance.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll see if I can put this together. Act one. we've got our main girl, Barbara Brunzel,
yes.
who is being married to Lord Doofington.
Yes, Lord Doofington is great.
And Lord Doofington sucks, and he wants her to just basically, you know, churn out babies for him.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not into this. You know, she's not only not into this, she's not into men. She's like, this sucks. Like, I do not want to be here. And then
since she's getting married, she's going to lose her help. So her maid comes up and says, oh, I had such a great time. I'm going to miss you so much. And he's like, what are you going to do? He's like, oh, I'm going to America or whatever. And she's like, I'll go to America. Why don't you go get married?
Yeah,
or whatever.
So she switches places with the maid, not yes. realizing that the maid is going off to be married in America.
Yes.
And so she winds up on this boat to America and she's like, shit, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So this is essentially act one, essentially.
Yes.
And act one is that they spot this, this dinghy with the remains of Pirate Red and her crew
yeah.
who are pretending that they were like nuns on a mission to, you know,
just
mission of a mercy.
Like nuns,
yeah, they're dressed up like nuns or whatever. Yeah, she's, oh, I guess then you get that great moment where she pulls off like the,
yes.
it's, you know what it is she's turned their Jolly Roger flag into a nun's habit.
Yes, that's really great. Yeah, she rips it up
and then she rips it up and hoists it up the flag. Like, what's she doing? You realize there's a skull and crossbones
oh,
on,
that's
the,
so
on
good.
The inside.
That's so
fucking
good.
Badass.
Yes, that's very
okay,
good.
So they commandeer the boat.
So your act two is Barb being stuck with these pirates. They're, again, it's the classic. It's a little bit of Elizabeth Swann with the pirates. It's like, there's a proper lady, right?
Yeah,
and now
yeah, yeah.
the pirates are taking things. They're throwing men overboard. They're like, we're going to sell you wenches off. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now the men are going to have to pay double their price for you and all this stuff. And she's like, oh my God, I need to get out of here. I need to escape, et cetera, et cetera. But she starts finding herself and Red start having this chemistry and they connect over something. Or
well, no, it's be, I mean, no, she and Red, she hates Red. Like,
yeah.
it's like, so it's this, it is this thing, but it's like, for her, she's trying to, she finds herself because she's outspoken being the advocate of the women that are
yeah.
On the ship or whatever. And yes, she comes in to confront them, being like, you need to let these women go. This is wrong. You're a woman. How could you fucking sell
yeah,
us off
yeah.
to slavery? It's like, look, baby, I don't care about anything but profit. Deal
I'm
with
not a
it.
Woman. I'm a pirate.
I'm a pirate. God damn it. All right. So then you do that. She sees the map and recognizes what's going on, that they're
yes.
looking for the treasure of King Midas. I can help you read this map. And then so essentially the end of act two is that it becomes this all-female pirate crew
yeah.
that is now looking for the treasure of King Midas.
Yeah, it'd be something stupid where she sees like, oh, they're like, oh, you're looking for King Midas's ring. A common misconception, it actually wasn't a ring. It was just a weird translation from like, you know, ancient Greek. It's actually like a bracelet. And they're like, wait, what? How do you know that? It's like, you know about King Midas?
Yeah.
It's just like a little bit or whatever.
Okay. So now act three is the search for the treasure, right?
Yeah.
What is your main character? What's her arc? So you've got like a bit of romance between her and Red, obviously, and their hunt for the treasure. And then, yes, Andrew Jackson hears wind of what's going on in New Orleans
yes.
when one of his men complains that his bride-to-be has been captured by Lady Red, who, you know, Andrew Jackson's Navy is, they're the ones who ambushed her in the,
yes.
in or whatever. He's like, wait, no, she's on this new trail or whatever. So Andrew Jackson gets involved.
I think you have this choice where she can go with... She can essentially be freed from Red because Andrew Jackson, like, whatever, there's like a battle with Andrew Jackson.
There's like a pirates. Fight, like a dope Andrew
it's
Jackson.
It's that moment, and it's like Red's like, do you want, it's like, do you want to, you know, Andrew Jackson just wants you for your information about Midas or whatever. Do you want to go to safety or do you want to join me? Do you want a life of, I can promise you a life of adventure or whatever. I'll get you, I'll make sure you're never married off to any man or something like that. She gives her some, like, you know, promise of adventure, and she joins Red instead of like a life of safety or whatever.
All right, so then they're okay. They're chasing down the clues, right?
Yes.
Like they have to go to like some, you know, again, it's like the like it's like, all right, where are we going? Are we going to Tortuga to fucking like beat some people up? Or are we going to go raid another ship? She's like, no, we got to go find the library. You know,
yeah,
so then
yeah.
they go to the library, and then you have like a big like, you know, it's like the biggest library in New Orleans, and then there's like a big, you know, street chase as they get chased out of there or whatever.
Yeah, because I think, I mean, yes, to go broad, I think what you're essentially doing is when she Red is going to give her freedom, she helps her get the Midas, right? I feel like that's the pretty simple exchange.
Yes.
Like, I'm either going to sell you or you can stay with me.
I feel like,
help
okay,
me.
Here's the first turn.
Yeah.
I think it's Red betrays her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what it is that they figure out where the treasure is, but then she figures out that this woman is the secret, is the runaway bride of Lord Doofington.
Uh-huh.
This fucking, like, the guy in the East India
yeah,
Tea
yeah.
Company. He's like, do you realize how much fucking hate you just brought down on my ass?
Yes.
Yeah. So then I think it would be like, she maroons
yes.
Our hero, Barbara. On
yes.
an island.
It's bad enough that I'm dealing with Andrew Jackson. I'm not going to deal with the British Navy as well.
Yeah, and she already, it's like, I already have all the information I need from you, so she dumps her, right?
Yes.
Like, they have, like, some smooch, and then she can't, or, like, some, like, they have feelings for each other. It's like, oh, maybe Red's not such a bad gal
yeah.
after all. And then she, oh, okay.
Well, you have that horrible moment where Red, even as she's leaving, she's like, She's like, sorry, you know, honestly, I think you'll, you know, I think you should just get married and settle down. I think it's better. I think it's the better life for you.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like,
yeah,
damn
yeah.
you, Red.
Yeah, yeah. And because that's Red's whole thing. And someone gets too close, then she pushes yes. them away. Okay, so yes, then Red maroons her and the women brides, the women that were originally the original cargo, yes. right? Like, she maroons them all on this island, yes. right? And now she goes off to hunt for the treasure on her own. And now you have all these women marooned on this island, and Barb becomes their captain.
Yes.
Like, she takes command. Of the situation. They find an old boat, or they flag somebody down, and they all get on this boat to go get the treasure for themselves.
They do the same trick.
Huh?
Yeah. They do the same trick.
They do the same. If we're done. So no. Or like they build a raft or something
Andrew
like that.
Jackson and the pirates come to save them, and they take over their boat and they go after.
Or hear
Red.
Me out. Hear me mm-hmm. out. You do the. It was a double cross because she realized what Red was up to, and like, you want her to actually be down and out because you to reveal that the island she got marooned on is the island where the treasure is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't quite like that as much.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
No, I like that Midas is like under the ocean, but it ends up being like, how are we going to find him? Is that the deepest part of the ocean? But yeah, it's like this coral reef or whatever. So it's like not that. Again, it's like you get this cool thing where it's like the three armies are going at this gold or at this golden coral reef where the king cool. Midas is.
Well, yeah,
is
and what's cool is you can almost do that. It's like a classic, like a lagoon where like you have to swim through. It's like a leap of faith where there's a cave that you have to dive and swim into.
Yes.
And you're just going down.
Yeah.
And then eventually there's like an air bubble where the thing is.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or something like that. And again, it's just getting gold, so you know you're getting closer. All right. Okay. So I like that. So act four, she's on the desert island with the ladies. And again, in terms of like her arc essentially is that, you know, she wants independence, but isn't willing to take her like mm-hmm. to like lead her own life. Do you know what I mean? So to speak, like it's about self-agency
yes.
and that, you know, like she was, you know, getting married to this guy. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to trade places. And I don't like my life. I'm going to pick someone else's life. You know, like, oh wait, I don't like their life either. Oh, I'm going to become a pirate. I'm going to become part of this pirate crew. This is a fun identity that I like, oh wait, these pirates backstab me. I need to figure out who the fuck I am, who I want to be in the world. Right.
Yes.
And so then that's what she figures out on the island. And this is essentially the start of her becoming essentially this business entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Right. She rallies the ladies together. They get off the island and they head for the treasure.
Yes. I think about this cool moment where you're talking about this like lagoon where you have to jump in and dive. And just imagining like it's like a big cliff overlooking this like lake in the middle or like this lagoon. And you one of them, like whether Red, like I'm just imagining Andrew Jackson holding a gun at Red and Barb. It's like one of you are going in there, and then Barb is the one who like grabs this golden idol, like this big piece of metal gold, and jumps into the lagoon so it helps her sink.
And she just
holds her breath and she just keeps going down. Red's like, no, Barb. And then she comes out the other side, and it's like this secret cave or whatever where the Midas's ring is or whatnot.
Okay, so then
essentially the end of Last Crusade where the Nazis are holding and be like, you have to go in and get it.
Yes.
So
there's this big chase for the treasure. There's a big showdown at the treasure. I'm trying to think what the resolution with Barb and Red is. Like, does Red give up the ring? Like, does Red... Like Red gives up the treasure to save Barb's life.
Yes.
But she's still like off to the next thing. Do
yes.
you know what I mean?
I would do. Yes. I think you essentially end with Red is still a pirate. Barb is not settling down with Red or her husband, and she's running her own. And there's like a little bit of like, you know, Red's like, be careful out there. You'll never know if you'll find pirates. And she's like, well, you know, I'll be ready for pirates or whatever.
Yeah. Like,
it is.
Yeah. Be like, if you cross one of my ships, I will kill you.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
Then they kiss and then she dives off the boat.
And she doesn't take the Midas's ring, but sure enough, Red grabbed a bunch of gold.
She stole a bunch of gold from Barb on her way off the boat. Or whatever, like that's like the like, oh, I've got enough funds here to start my own little business, and like the funds have been cleared out. She's like, Red, damn you.
Andrew Jackson is like,
Andrew Jackson got turned into gold. This is an alt history thing.
No, Andrew Jackson's like, with all this gold, we won't need a national bank. And then he opens up his gold. He's like, oh no, there's no gold.
I think
Red took it.
I think Andrew Jackson gets turned into gold.
Yes, and then Red disguises herself as Andrew Jackson, and Andrew Jackson was actually our first woman president.
Whoa. That's
and then
what it
she
is.
Did a whole bunch of super fucked up stuff. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, no.
It's a kind of a... Ooh.
We'll figure out the alt history implications of this. That can be ironed out with some help from the Mickey.
Well, that's kind of a pirate movie.
It's a bit of a pirate movie. I mean, no, but I feel like the bones are there.
The bones are there.
The skull and crossbones are there.
The skull and crossbones. I think that moment of her taking off the nun's habit, revealing her flintlock pistols underneath, and then hoisting the thing up, and it's a Jolly Roger, is like as good a moment you could ask for from a pirate
that
movie.
That is the first trailer for Pirates of the Caribbean 11 is just that. It is these nuns being saved by this like pompous like British man. It's like, oh, the nuns, get them onto the boat. Get them on the boat. They're like, oh, thank you so much. And then, yes.
Kicks the guy off the boat.
Yes.
Barb is watching stunned. She rips off the habit and pulls it up, and it's the Jolly Roger. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. All right.
Yeah, it is. Pirates 11.
That was a tough one.
That was a hard one. I think we got 80 to 90% of the way there.
And that's a passing grade in the American education system. So, take a quick break. We'll be back.
Unless you're able to discuss the semiotics of direwolves in Game of Thrones, Inside Pop is definitely not for you.
Sean, that's a little extreme and also not quite true.
Okay, Amita, how about Inside Pop is the podcast for people who love and appreciate the best pop culture has to offer.
Much better.
In every episode, we interview the people who create the culture you crave.
Past interviews include Luke Cage showrunner Cheo Hadari Coker, the music supervisor of The Florida Project, and Mudbound director Dee Rees.
You'll also get the very best pop culture recommendations in our Big Sell segment.
Plus the opinions of two TV producers who are pop culture obsessives and actually do care a lot about direwolves.
Which, of course, symbolize our inability to truly connect with the natural world without ultimately destroying it and in the process destroying ourselves.
Listen to Inside Pop every other Wednesday on the Maximum Fun Podcast Network.
Hey, folks. So as you know, Matt is with child. So your two remaining storyboards, your boy F. Wong.
And you're me. I'm here too. Will Campos. I'm the screenwriter.
Well, you know, instead of getting stuffed up in my place recording, I decided to take a little trip to Disneyland. So me and Will are sneaking our podcast gear into the new and improved Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yeah, I'm really excited. According to all the hate mail we've been getting, the folks at Disney loved our Pirates movies so much that they've decided to update the ride to better match our film.
I know. I cannot wait to see all of the changes that they've done. Here, just get, cue in.
Okay, here we go.
All the way to the end. All the way to the end.
Okay.
The,
okay. Yeah.
Now, this is your first time on Pirates,
this is my
right?
first time. Is this what it's normally like?
Well, so this part here is still the same. You're starting off in the lagoon. Still kind of smells like steak and chlorine. Very iconic smell. Oh, that's cool. So originally this guy's just playing banjo, but now it's like a whole Dixieland jazz band.
Oh, cool, because our movie has New Orleans in it. I mean, that's kind of anachronistic, but...
Okay. This part has always been New Orleans scene because this is like New Orleans Square. Like, that's the section of the park here at Disneyland, which is funny because the setting of our Pirates film in New Orleans actually matches the theming here at Disneyland.
Really?
But in Disney World, the version of the ride matches New Orleans better because it's more like Spanish Colonial Fort themed and ride cute. But
between the two
versions, though, if you have to be like the perfect version, perhaps I'll have the drop treasure from Disney World, but it has still the two drop. Here's the first drop. Here we go. Whoa!
Yeah!
SeaWorld? It is a real roller coaster.
Yeah, it's all right so far. Look, there's Captain Red and Barb Brenzel searching for treasure in a mysterious cove.
Yeah, but like, this cave part's always kind of boring, so do you have any fan art this week?
Well, no fan art, but thanks to everyone who's been chatting up a storm in the Facebook group and on Twitter. We've been posting some really fun excerpts from the latest episode, and we're going to keep doing that. So if you want to check out some funny clips and see all of the past fan art, you can check us out at twitter.com/RJStoryBreak, or you can go to our Facebook group.
That's at bit.ly/StoryBreakFB, and do let us know if there's any clips that you particularly enjoy from previous episodes.
You must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing.
Whoa, who is that?
I think that's Andrew Jackson.
Oh, that's right. I heard they wanted to replace Johnny Depp with someone a little less problematic.
Hey-o!
Bazinga from the show!
Hey, we're getting a lot of dirty looks from the other people on this ride, so let's wrap this up. So thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on their very good podcast network where we get to do crazy things like take a trip to Disneyland for our outros.
By the way, if you feel like getting in the Storybreak spirit, don't forget to buy a Storybreak mug on Topotico.com. They're still for sale.
I have one, and I can guarantee you it holds water and or hot or cold liquids really well. Doesn't leak. No leaks.
And thanks to Barbara and Zell for lending us your name. Thank you so much.
And tweet at us if you want your name to be maybe included in future episodes of Story Break.
So I guess that about wraps it up on this week's episode of Story Break. And
Mr. Van Buren is trying to kill me, but I will kill it. Kill.
Oh no, animatronic Andrew Jackson's turning like all Westworld on us. Yo, we gotta get out of here, dude.
I'm Will Campos. I'm a screenwriter, and I've been watching The Practice lately. It's a really old David E. Kelly show. It's super good. Like, people don't really do quality law procedurals anymore, but I've been really enjoying it.
I dig it. And I'm Freddie Wong, and if you want to play video games and play Tetris, see me on the Switch on Tetris 99. It's really good.
Oh, Freddie, we gotta go.
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced
biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic.
It's the words for biography and picture.
All right, that is enough. Ahoy, I'm Dave Holmes. I'm the host of the newly rebooted podcast, formerly known as International Waters, designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree!
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.